Morning, everybody. Another beautiful day here. We've had some great days down here to work. I think our guys have enjoyed that part of it. I mentioned yesterday that sometimes from a coaching standpoint, you like for it to be a little bit warmer just to get the guys to sweat more and make them feel like they're working even harder than they sometimes are. But we've had some good work, and today is no different. We need to have good work today. The guys' attitudes have been terrific. We had a chance to get a break from meetings last night. We took them out to a movie, and they kind of liked that. It was a chance to break things up a little bit and still try to create the team bonding and chemistry that we're trying to create while we're down here at Minnesota State. So far, so good. Looks like the only guy that may have to sit out today is Michael Monte. He's a little sore, so we're going to hold him out of practice. Jacob Lace is back, and as I said earlier, it's going to be a 2 to 4 week recovery for him. Other than Christian Ballard and Monte, everybody else should be working today. So hopefully we'll go out and have a good practice. We need to, these final 2 days that we have here in Mankato, we need to definitely have some good work done. So,
you expect Ballard back?
I'm not sure, Dan. Try to communicate with him today just to see how things are going and maybe have a some kind of barometer as to when that might be.
So, personal.
Yes.
Is Amadi's knee sore?
Yeah, his knee is a little sore, so just give him a little time. Yeah, give him a day.
What was the movie last night?
I don't want to endorse a movie, but it was a good movie. But we enjoyed the movie. So we all went to see Red 2. It was a good movie. They enjoyed it. So it held their attention, which is what you're always worried about when you do things off site. So it was good. Head coach picked it. Yeah, I've had them to some other guys to pick it before, and so this time I got involved. So. You know, they could get popcorn, soda, whatever. So the usual fare at the movies.
What are the challenges for you in getting comfort level with the first unit offense these next 2 weeks and whatever limited time they get in games and just making sure that a new unit?
Well, you like to, see our offense get some first downs, see our defense get some stops, and if that happens and we're aggressive in what we're doing, then you walk away from this week and next week feeling better about where we are heading into the regular season. You have to be careful not to get too high or low. Whatever happens this time of the year, knowing part of what you're doing is trying to find out the balance with choosing the right players to fit your roster. So, but there are certain things you'd like to see out of your number one guys. Some of it is the conditioning aspect of it as well, to let them get a feel for the speed of the game and where they are physically. And also the production. But as I mentioned, just can't get too overly consumed with production because of where we are.
Would you consider going off script a bit to extend a series or two or a drive or two if you're not seeing what you want to see in these next 2 weeks?
I think, Brian, with the numbers that we've prescribed for the guys, we should be able to see, what we want to see in this next ball game. And we have an idea of what we need to get done in the third ball game as well. So if we're not seeing what we need to see, I wouldn't want to expose them to potential injury. I'd be more concerned with some of the things we'll have to do in practice to try to get what we would need to open the season in Detroit. But with what we've prescribed, we should be able to see what we need to see, whether that's good or bad. That's not a bad thing either, to find out if we're not doing some of the things we hope to be able to do.
As Cordero comes along here, would you like to see him get some time with that first unit offense?
Not at this point. We'll see how he continues to progress, but that's not the plan this week. Now, fatigue, number of plays in a series, that could change things. Injuries could change things, but we're not going in saying that you're going to work with the first unit on this drive or the first unit on the third drive or whatever. So, but we'll see how it goes.
Is that more of a matter of how he's coming along or just how the depth chart shakes out right now?
Well, the combination of where we think he is and where we think the guys that are working with the first unit, where they are. There's nothing that's going on right now to say the guys that are working with the first unit should not be working with the first unit. But we're going to get some snaps here over the next couple of weeks with our first unit, so we'll be able to determine, are those guys the right guys to be working with the first unit?
The plan with that first unit Friday?
We're going to try to get into that second quarter. Depending on the number of plays, we put a number of plays along with time where we like to be in the second quarter. So we'll see which comes first and then make a determination.
Does that include number 28, or is he probably not going to see his report this week?
We're going to talk about him as well and see if this is the week we want to, you know, put him out there or if we want to wait another week. So we're going to talk about that actually the next day or two.
So the way you guys are structured, you know, running the ball, field position, are you nervous having a rookie punter or, you know, sort of like last year with a rookie kicker?
I mean, no, Mark, that's a good question. It's a very good question. I'm not nervous. We talked about this prior to the draft, but it's a very good question. But it's one of those things we talked extensively about, you know, prior to the draft, because it's different with a place kicker than a punter. When you talk about coming into the NFL and performing. But we believe that Jeff is going to do a great job for us. He was an outstanding collegiate kicker, and we expect him to be an excellent punter for us here in the NFL. So, you know, he'll just have to continue to grow here in the preseason, but we're counting on him to do a good job for us because you're right. A lot of what we do is field position football. We've talked about it in our internal meetings. We are structured a little bit different than some NFL teams, and we win a lot based on field position and not turning the ball over and running the football well and playing good defense, and special teams is a big part of it. So that position for us has a lot of weight, but we are confident that Jeff can get the job done.
What were your thoughts? I think it was last week when he did have a little bit of a wind behind him, but I think there was one that landed 78 yards, one that was 72 yards. I mean, how much of a relief is it to see him to perform like that in camp?
It's great. You know, for those moments, but what you always want to see is consistency. And it's great when that happens in practice, but can you consistently perform at that level? That's what you're measured by in our league. I mean, you know as well as I do, those splash plays at any position, that's fine, but can you consistently get your job done? And that's what we'll be looking for from him. You know, if he booms one, can he come back and consistently get another good punt off? So.
A lot of rookies come in and talk about the speed of the game being different. That's the biggest adjustment for them. When you talk about a punter, what's the biggest adjustment from college to the pros for that position?
Part of it is the speed of the game here as well. I mean, those guys coming off the edge at our level versus what he saw in college could be a little bit different. Some of the schemes that people are going to use would be a little bit different. So the way they're going to attack him as a rookie punter would be a little bit different than what he saw as a senior or junior at UCLA. So. You know, we know there's some things that are going to be thrown at him. We're going to put him in some situations, at least we're trying to in practice, to make him have to do some things under pressure. But we expect him to be under some pressure. But the speed of the game still and the magnitude, the weight of every punt, we had a situation, and I won't go into much detail, but we had some situations in our game on Friday night that could turn a ball game. And we wanted to go through some of that with him and, you know, had Coach Prefer just to talk him through the impact of every one of those punts on our football team because of the field position aspect of it. So it's different. You know, it's hard to get up on someone 3 touchdowns in our game. Or when you're down 7 points or 10 points in the fourth quarter, field position once again matters. So in the amount of time on the clock. So it's a different mindset at our level.
You look at your cornerback group, and there's really, especially among the top 3, there's no guy that's been proven for a long amount of time. What are your concerns as they come along in this camp and you head into the regular season?
That's one that, Dan, we'll have to get a better barometer. When you asked about being able to judge our offense, defense in these next couple ball games, that's a group also that we need to get a feel for the reason you just mentioned. They haven't had much time together on task. So for Josh Robson, we need to get a feel for him playing a new position, playing a slot corner. Xavier Rhodes, you know, having to play, you know, hopefully a lot of snaps for us in the nickel situations, which is like being a starter. So that secondary, these next 2 games, very, very important to find out where we are, what we have to do to improve before we play that first game. Key area for us to get a good feel for coming out of this preseason.
Plus, whether it's Sharif or Cordero or Xavier, is there a philosophy sort of to hold a rookie back out of that starting role until you get to the regular season?
Tim, you know, there was a time you could do that. You know, that was that would be a almost a luxury today. Our depth is young. It's not like we have a ton of veterans at other positions. So you almost have to play young guys, and it's just a matter of our being able to get those young guys up to speed to play at a NFL level and play well. But, you know, if you had your druthers, you'd like to let them grow into the position. But that's just not always the case. And we're one of those teams where we're going to play young guys at some key positions. And in the secondary, that's one of the positions that's key to our success on defense. And, you know, you have an A.J. Jefferson who will compete for a position, but A.J. has limited starting experience as well. But that's across the board in our secondary, with the exception of Chris, who's been up and down for different reasons in his career. So it's not like we can turn to some senior player in our secondary and say, hey, until Xavier gets ready or until Chris can say he's a consistent guy with 16 games, you know, you're gonna play. Or until Josh is ready, you're going to take over. We don't have that kind of veteran experience back there, at corner especially.
So do you have to really use these next couple games here to speed up Xavier's growth?
No question about it. And that's how we're looking at it. You know, we've got to keep throwing. That's why it's good that he's healthy now. We've got to keep throwing things at him. There are going to be some growing pains. It's just the way it is in our league at that position especially. And not only him, but Josh as well. We've got to keep giving him a lot of different looks, putting him in different situations, and letting them respond and react and grow and learn. But we got to expose them to a lot, because when we line up in September, nobody's going to feel sorry for the fact that this is their first time starting at their positions.
All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.